Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Utahns have long had a sweet tooth. In 1919, Utah had the highest per capita rate of sugar consumption in the United States and boasted 9 wholesale candy producers. Among them was the Startup Candy Company, a family business that was one of the largest confectionery makers in the West. The company got its start when English immigrants William Daw Startup and his wife Hagar opened a small confectionery business in Provo in 1875. William had learned candy making from his father, and when William died suddenly, leaving Hagar with 4 young children, she taught their sons about candy. In 1895, George, Walter, and William Startup revived their parents' business as the Startup Candy Company. From chocolates to chewing gum, the brothers produced all sorts of sugary delicacies. One specialty was the magnolia, a tiny hard candy with a liquid center. They also made clear toys from hard candy molded in the shapes of animals, trains, and Santas. Their famous opera bar, with layers of vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry cream, was America's first filled candy bar. Its wrapper proudly bore the tagline, "Provo, Utah, the Candy City." By 1900, the brothers built a larger factory, upgrading their manufacturing and incorporating a box plant to make their own fancy wrappers. Along with modern equipment, the company was also ahead of its time in labor practices. During an era when many employers exploited their workers, Startup provided employees with life insurance and profit-sharing bonuses. George Startup even lobbied the Utah legislature in 1914 for a minimum wage bill for female workers. Startup prospered through the 1920s, employing 200 people and wholesaling its products throughout the country and overseas. But people gave up the luxury of candy during the Great Depression, and sugar was nearly impossible to obtain during World War II. Still, the Startup Candy Company traded through hard times, and today continues to feed Utah's sweet tooth. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by the Utah State Historical Society. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.